Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, a week out from the official start to Friday Night Lights, but tonight for our Monroe County 11s, another piece to fit into the 2024 equation. Team scrimmages. Panthers of South at Lawrence Central as Gabe Johnson open season 5. Scott Fisher has his second season start unofficially at North Putnam tonight for his Edgewood Mustangs at 7 o'clock. And the Anthony Lindsay era opens at Martin Memorial on the north side to the Mid-State Conference champion Martinsville Arties. And how things been coming along on the north side, Anthony?
Well, I think we're in a great position. Our first group, defense, offense, those guys are doing great. We're looking for some depth, and we're looking for, who's going to step up next. And, competition is everything, and that brings the best out of the players.
Nothing like competition. Kurt Cignetti was talking about that just the other day. So that one will start at 7 o'clock tonight, Martinsville, Bloomington North. The season openers and the games start counting a week from tonight. How keys this one tonight for the Reds? Big three-game set with Kansas City. Reds 4 in a row, tied for second in the Central. This pregame at 6:10 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So back down to business. It's in hand tonight for the Indiana Fever. They haven't been to the playoffs in 7 years, the longest active drought in WNBA history. I mean, the last time the Fever made the playoffs, Tamika Catchings was in her 15th and final season. So tonight, coming out of the Olympic break, Coach Christy Sides, Fever, sitting 7th currently at 11-15 with 14 games left. It's Phoenix tonight, Cambridge Fieldhouse 7:30, Eye on Television with the hookup, and things to get done if this drought is going to end.
We still talk about the 1-8 start, right? That is what gave us the opportunity to be where we are today. We didn't finish some games that we wish we would have finished late, but we went on a run there, and I think just the lessons that we learned early in those games really helped us out, and now with this practice time, able to grow. So our turnovers are something we have to really stay top of mind, and that's something that we've stayed top of mind these last few practices.
And they should have won a couple of games they lost. Dallas, Washington, to name a few, Coach Christy Sides. Boy, from a win-loss perspective, a key three-game set for the Reds tonight, 4 in a row and counting. Kansas City's in town, 6:10 pregame show here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.